Hello, welcome to TTIGR, that time I got reincarnated podcast where everyone can come together and enjoy all things anime. My name's Rashawn and I'm here with Devante and Jamal. To find more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Wait, have you seen like those videos of like the waves and shit in the middle of the sea?
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean and shit?
I mean, it's how the largest.
Yeah, them ocean swells.
Like, dude, like I'm sitting here like, yo, that boat is vertical now.
Literally. I don't know, in the middle of the sea. Yeah, exactly the music that you're playing too. I'm like, dog, bro. Really, it adds intensity to it because it's like, there's no way. In the middle of the ocean? Stuck?
Yeah.
In a storm? Nah, you can count me out.
And just think about it. Do you know how many miles away you are from people who can actually hurry up
yeah,
and get to
someone
rescue?
That can help you?
Somebody's got
to so
like fucking
don't
fly
even
out
think
to
about
you.
Hope.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, just imagine how long you have to sit there and struggle and fight. Until somebody finally arrives.
Yeah.
It's just like,
until
oh
somebody,
God,
until
dude.
You even see a glimpse, it could be an airplane thousands of miles
in the air, though.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're not going to see you.
See, yeah, they ain't seeing you, a little speck in the
don't,
wide
don't
ocean.
Don't let it be at nighttime.
Oh. Matter of fact, somebody closing their window on you while you're drowning. Hey. Yeah, actually, that light too bright. You over here like, help! Help!
Y'all niggas is fucked up. I'm
but it's true, though. That's why, like, the middle
they
of the
be,
ocean.
They be, sometimes they be getting out there, and they just be flying around looking fucking stupid, because they just like, man, we don't know where this guy is at. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we've been out here for hours. There's no way he survived that. This tossing and toiling. Don't let it be a storm and at nighttime.
That's what I'm saying. Storm at night, forget
they
it.
Giving them
forget
all
it, yeah.
Hope. They
forget
say,
it.
You know what?
Yeah,
we just going to ride his
ship
family.
Is gone.
Give him a nice check.
As soon as you see that big old wave, you better just be like...
batting down the hatches.
Yeah, you know, or like... better do whatever thing you can do on your bucket list real quick.
Like, what bucket list item do you have in the middle of the ocean?
Hey, you ever jump off a boat in the middle of the ocean? Hey, you better go out in the blaze of glory.
This nigga's a fool.
My thing is this, though, also, like, if you're on a boat and that shit sank, how long till something's coming and eating your ass? Like,
oh, yeah, and that too. Oh, man.
Well,
such a
I mean, I'm eating it. Fuck it. I'm dying either way.
You eating a great white.
Yep. I'm taking a bite out that bitch.
You know what,
you know what? I feel you on that. I'm at least, I'm coming
biting
with something.
It back.
I would like to think so, too, but I just feel like you'd be like, get caught in the swirl when it opened his mouth. You're just like,
oh shit, half my body's gone. Last thing I'm doing. Well, found the shark with its eyeball. Eaten, yeah. Like by a human.
Human bite
by
marks.
Human, and it died. Yeah, human it bite. Died. He just
shark,
happened to strike his
shark,
brain.
Be like, nah, I told y'all taking your ass with me.
Yeah, that would be nuts. Nah, you'd be the hardest G in history.
Hardest nigga in the world.
You're the hardest nigga in history.
He killed a megalodon with a single bite.
Yeah, hey, they'd be like, we actually who found is the megalodon.
He? Yo, for real,
who is this man?
You'd be more famous than Jonah.
Hey, I'm swimming still, nigga. Fuck that.
He said, I'm still swimming. Actually, I live.
I'm the king of the ocean, nigga. What y'all want?
This nigga turned into Aquaman.
Right. He got Dean Poseidon after that.
I mean, shit. There's no other one that's worthy. It's like Thor and the hammer. You are worthy.
You've been a shark?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
You gotta be like, wait, hold on, time out. That is not what was supposed to happen.
Wait, did I really make this nigga?
Right.
Actually, that's...
Did I make him?
Chances for reincarnation.
Yeah. Like, hey, you got yourself a free life. Where you want to spend it at?
Playing that shit.
You can resume the game you were already playing and start over.
If you guys had the choice.
Dog.
Well, if I was
but with
the
all
truth,
of your current knowledge.
I'm definitely starting.
But like,
out.
Do you start over like fresh, or like, do you start over in a newer year? Like,
oh, I mean, honestly, I'd probably just take it back the same lifespan, and then I would just get stupid rich.
Yeah, but then
I don't know. But the thing is, my problem
if your lifespan is only
much?
Like that long, then like, what's the?
Well, I mean, hopefully you can change the outcomes afterwards.
Right.
Like, I go back and then, like, change.
Oh, you talk about going back in, like you go back in time doing new.
Yeah, see? Or, like, if you just go to a whole other world, then, yeah, I'm going to be picking the world of my choosing, which would probably be, you know, like we kind of talked about before, slime. Or,
right. Food wars.
Yeah. Or shoot, no. Even Pokemon.
No, but, like, but the thing is, I think too much. So, if I knew everything I knew now at a young age, I'd go crazy. I'd go absolutely insane.
Actually, I would be chilling even harder than I was as a kid. I'm not going to lie. Because I would like have the knowledge that I know, and I would be applying it, but I'd also be chilling because I'd be like, y'all niggas don't know. Y'all niggas just really don't know.
I'd be rich. I'd invest in Google,
I'd buy Amazon. A house and I'd buy a house in the 90s.
Yeah. As a child. Honestly, yeah, it would be a lot more affordable.
Instead of going to school, I would buy a house. I'm just buying a house right away.
Put and, my parents on, you know.
I wouldn't even like, I would never go to school because I already went through school. And literally. I would just deal with stocks.
But you'd have to go through school.
Yeah, I would
need
to.
I would still go
you
to.
You think you wouldn't need to? Like, you would, you, like right now, okay. You wouldn't
yeah,
need
to. Right. You know what? Fine. You I would
have
chill.
Honestly,
yeah,
you could literally chill. Use that to path so to go easy, straight bro? To Harvard. Easy, full yeah. scholarship.
So no, I'd dumb myself down. I'd just be like, 2 + 2, 3.
I would literally do the same shit that I did in school.
How do you know it's not 3?
Right. I'd do the same shit that I did in school. I would just have, like you said, the different stuff going on outside of school, the investments going stuff. So by the time I'm literally 18, I don't have to think about anything else.
Yeah.
Yo, so
I'd tell my parents, be like, look, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. I come out day one, like,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, no, straight up.
Like, whoa, nigga, you're talking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me, I know.
This
I have
a lot to take in.
I will explain.
I can do everything. Everything. Okay, I am reincarnated as myself.
Yeah. Like,
let's do this. Yes. All right. I've been through these next. Watch, I'll tell you what's going to happen. What year is it? 92? We're going to have a snowstorm.
Hey, don't be in New York on September 11, 2001.
Yeah. Shit's going real, okay?
Yeah, don't be in New York.
Right. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but just don't be there.
Yeah.
Please.
I still need
to play out the same because I need it to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't talk too much.
Yeah, you can't change. Yeah, because if you change that, then it'll change the outcome.
But then, I still want to buy that house.
I don't think that would change... I would think it wouldn't change too much, but at the same time, you know that.
But no. The thing is, you get that new house. Now someone doesn't have it. Now that person is living in a different area, and now the place they're living, it just trickles down. And then you got someone that was supposed to be in a house homeless that could have.
And now you have Hitler 2.0.
Yeah, you got Hitler now.
That place that was supposed to be rented out by the former president.
Right.
And no longer is.
It no longer is. So he don't live there no more. So he never grew up the way he did. And he grew up in a different school system.
Yeah.
This nigga done. He's hitting.
Otherwise, I would literally, with the stocks though, I feel like you could do it the same. You just go back and you just buy more of them and just let them play out.
I would, like I said, Amazon. I would be investing in Amazon, Google, DoorDash, heavy.
Amazon, Google, DoorDash, Apple.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Because, you know, I bet everyone shit, like Netflix. Amazon. I doubt this is going to take off.
Right, Netflix.
Yeah, all of it.
I'd be like, hey, since I have stakes in this, you cannot only limit me to one household.
And literally back then, you didn't even need that money. You probably could have had like $500 and would have been straight.
But like I said, like who thought, Netflix didn't start off as streaming. It started off as mailing you your DVDs. So like, everyone was like, that's going to be harder. That's going to take longer than like Blockbuster.
Blockbusters had an opportunity to buy them out and they didn't.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, Netflix was taking them out with what they were doing because you can just put them back in your mailbox and send it back. You know what I mean? They still send you the DVD hard copy, but you can at least just put it in your mailbox.
If they would have bought them, it would have changed the way society is today, because I don't think they would have continued with the streaming platform.
Yeah, I don't think they would have the streaming platform. And then that makes me wonder, would Hulu be around? Would
maybe.
Hulu was actually kind of around back then. I'm not going to lie, because I used to watch Family Guy.
I didn't really fuck with Hulu.
Back when it was free, way that they're doing now.
Yeah,
it was free online. But then, you know, Netflix was coming in, and then Hulu was like, nah, these niggas is getting away with this. Yeah, so we don't have to charge.
These niggas is making people pay. We can make people pay.
Yeah.
Y'all getting paid?
I'm only getting $30,000. You're getting $30,000. I'm getting $1,000. You're getting paid?
You know,
I was doing this as a favor. Fuck.
You know, yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, they still had the commercials and stuff back then, too, but, I mean, you didn't have to pay for it, but now you just got to pay for it.
Now you got to pay for the commercials.
That's why I pay for it without commercials. I cannot do ads.
I do the
Hulu
ads.
I'm lying. I don't pay for it.
I ain't about to pay no fucking extra $10 just to not see some ads.
Bro. Well, no.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. At some point, let's say, for example, if I'm really invested in like a video that I'm watching and it's very informational and I need this information to better enhance what I'm trying to do or where I'm trying to go, and then an ad pops in as they're going and there's no rewind because this shit's live, I'm fucking pissed. Because I know exactly when to chime those ads in. Right when it's getting juicy, boom, they hit you.
Whoa.
They cut you right the fuck off.
It's a double-edged sword. It's either watch this ad or pay for more money. Subscription.
Yep. Literally. Either watch this ad. Damn it.
y'all childish.
That's but you know, and then I mean, it's just like it's the freedom wrong, you get.
That's the way they do.
It's not wrong.
Because you ain't got to wait. You just want to chime into something, dive in, listen real quick. It's not no, as soon as you tap it, ads for the next 5 minutes, nigga. Welcome.
Bro, at what point is enough is enough?
You know, that's what I'm saying. You can only do but so many ads. And only advertisers that are out there, who's really paying attention?
Even with ads, like, you're still charging like $10, $13, $14 a month, which used to be the ad-free subscriptions.
Well, like, and like, yeah, niggas is still adding bucks.
Ads in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, how?
Well, that's that shit. That's how they get more money.
Or they got Amazon out here fucking adding ads into theirs thing, and if you ever signed up for the Prime, you're never supposed to have ads. It literally said that in the fucking thing.
But you see,
so now all of a sudden you have to pay for the extra premium. Like, what kind of bullshit? Because
those niggas really like these niggas. Hulu's are charging for ads, and niggas are paying for it. So there was like, we gonna charge for ads.
At some point, we as a society have to just say, hey, look, this is enough.
Yep.
Enough is enough, and we just gotta start paying for shit. And oh, maybe you don't get your shit. Pirate that shit, nigga. Find it online.
Do what we used to do. And I was like, what we used to have to do.
Yeah, become a straw hat.
Facts.
Join the crew.
So come aboard and bring it along.
Yeah, we starting with the going merry, nigga. This is
stupid. Did y'all hear about Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
Y'all know? And
fumbling the bag, bro. Duh. How can you do this?
I would do that without a... If he's hiring, bro, hire me. Because I will do that. All he wants them to do was stream daily, 125 hours to, I think, was it 125, like 140, something like that, hours a week.
Not even crazy. A month.
Oh, that was a month?
Yeah, per month. Crazy.
A month. Yeah, so that's literally, it like averages out to like 38 hours a week.
This nigga was trying to put his homies on. Aiden Ross is like one of the biggest streamers out there.
Multi-millionaire.
Yeah, he's just trying to put his homies on. Look, I'm going to get you your place. I'm going to get you your equipment. I'm going to pay you a salary, like $500K a month or something like that.
$50K a month.
Or $50K a month.
$50K a month. All he wants them to do is pay $2K in rent. And stream. And stream 38 hours a week.
Stream your content.
Yeah, your content. Not something he wants to push. You.
But you know what these niggas did?
Why hasn't he contacted me?
You know what these niggas did? What I'm saying. They did nothing.
Yeah.
They did nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. How can you do that?
At that point, you got to cut your homies off.
You know that's what he did. That's sad. Like, cut them off.
Yeah, because, like, yo, y'all are trying to actually do this. Like, I am offering to pay y'all 5 digits a month. That's over $500,000 a year. Like, dog, all I'm telling you to do is do your
swimming
thing.
Swimming in money.
Do your thing and record it. Basically.
Niggas who literally got that dog in them who could really use something like
that. Yeah, there's plenty of people that would motherfuckers be doing it for free after getting off of work. You told me you got all day, every day.
For $50K a month? People don't even get paid $50K a year.
Yeah.
Man.
But you know what, though, man? Everybody can't handle stuff like that, I guess.
But that is wild, though. Like, I couldn't imagine.
That is a little too wild.
Like, I couldn't imagine not.
I do also wonder how true that is, because it's like, $50K a month, you really couldn't, like, stream?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you really couldn't do that. I am streaming daily.
Yeah, you can come up
with you know what? That does raise a really good point. Everything kind of makes you think. Just think about it. Like, honestly, do you really think his homies would have turned down $50K a month? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Crazy.
Just fumble bag, bro. Like,
that's
literally
beyond fumbling the bag.
Like, yeah, that's it's just, yeah. That's
unless blasphemy. There's some other shit to it.
Yeah, that's what just like wondering some souls other shit or to
something.
It.
There has to be something to it, because like you said, like that's just
like really any logical person that? $50K to stream, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, your I don't have to do shit. Look,
he's trying to push.
Yeah, like.
It's like, do you know how much more you can enhance your own stream? Because people want to start out with the fancy shit, but they got to wait till they start getting a bag to get
he's
shit.
Buying them a, like you,
yeah,
he's getting all that stuff place to live. For them.
Yeah, starting off with that fancy equipment should make it even easier.
Easier.
You have
easier.
All the, you have HD high equipment that runs smoothly, can hire people, can come and run your shit with you.
I will tell you right now. So much more or so many more people would chime in if you have an HD 4K camera.
Yeah, well, 50K.
Just because you got high quality shit.
And people literally can see you.
It's more appealing. You know what I'm saying? People want to know what's...
Like, damn, this looks good.
Yeah, this looks good as fuck, what is this dude doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Now I get to see his shit in ultra 4K?
Oh, yeah. This shit's important.
What's going on? Yeah. Right,
right. I'm
gonna say, 50K a month.
This is important.
Literally, it's just like, that just tells me off rip. Like, obviously.
50K a month, I can stream paint drying, bro.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, look, it just says that this dude obviously makes bread. Yeah. To do what he does. So I'm going to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? This shit is expensive. What you got? How you get that?
It's hard somebody to make a flame ass beat and yep. put it on while the paint's drying. Hey, yeah, you be in there. You be like
me rapping for a few hours.
Vibe
that's
channel.
What y'all get.
I mean, honestly, that's doubling down. Hey, right. paint dry and you listening to my music, nigga. Now you about to listen to my music.
Hey, link in the bio.
Link in the bio, bro. Look under the caption. Find the description, bro. Like, come on.
Oh,
50K a month, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Look,
bro.
All you got to do is just talk, chime in every once in a while, put me in the just chatting section.
Right.
I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? We already got over 400K. Yup, just scoot them on into my little channel. We good. They hear something bumping in the back. They ain't going to change it because they doing shit in the background anyway. They just wanted something to listen to.
Right.
Yeah.
Glad y'all tuned in. Hello.
No, that's like this dude. A dude I worked with, literally, he was streaming himself at work. Like,
People watch that
shit. He had like, I think like 24, 34 viewers at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's quite a bit for you just standing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, at work. I mean, because like, people want to know what's going to happen
on
next.
On a day, you think, well, that's 30 people watching you.
Yeah. And the thing is,
wait, what are those 30 people doing to where that's all that they're doing?
Yeah, they got enough time to watch you. That's
like, what are you doing in life to where you have that much time to watch other people work?
Yeah, like that's like, literally, and then like there's a dude that kept walking back and forth
to still be able to afford.
And they started chatting him.
A lot of people, especially with people who have like I guess cushy enough jobs where like they got a second. And let me scroll real quick.
And then they see that and they're like, huh?
Yeah, what you want? Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Shit, jobs that you don't have management over your back all the time, and you get to kind of like roll every which way. Mm-hmm. Like driving jobs, you got a company car. If you got a lot of stops you can go to, guess what you get to do. Prop your phone wherever in the car, phone holder, whatever. Turn that bitch onto your favorite channel. That's it. Now you tuned in. You still at work on your grind. And in between each stop, you just, hey, this is how it's going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bet. That's just an extra view count because all these times, all the channels you're going to, they've got currency, channel points.
Mm-hmm.
So you rack up enough, you get to like interact through chat. You know what I mean? You can highlight your shit, make your shit stand out.
Mm-hmm.
The streamer can talk to you, whatever. Like that's if you like really fuck with them, or if you just want to lurk, you can just lurk. Either way, you're still getting shit. So it's just that, I think that's that they're triggering something in the brain, a feeling or a dopamine that you get in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Because the satisfaction of getting something.
Immediate.
I'm getting something. I'm doing this. It's not necessarily wasted.
Yeah, I'm receiving something out of it.
Look at what I racked up. Like, there's something in it for me, you know? And I feel like that's why people like to chime in, too, and just have shit just sitting in the background.
Yeah, sure. Just be listening. While I'll be at work, be having my streams on. I'll be having podcasts on while I'll be working, you know? But, yeah. So, I guess I don't really have too much this weekend or this week, to be honest, but I guess what anime y'all been watching here lately? Anything?
Nothing really new.
Yeah, nothing new.
Yeah.
No. I will say this week's One Piece was fire.
Hold up. Can we pause real quick? Because I'm not like, I think I'm like two episodes behind. I've just been kind of busy at work.
Hold up. How you going to show up to the anime podcast being two episodes behind with that hype shit?
Hey, it's popping. I know
at
that.
At least he's that close.
I know that.
Yeah, he is.
We ain't talking about you right now. Okay?
We's like I'm over 1,000 episodes behind.
You lucky you ain't on the stake yet.
Oh, man. And you know what? Now, they have all the way dubbed all the way up to 1061.
Nigga! They're almost caught up.
Yeah, they're literally 100%. Almost caught up.
In
they're
English
close,
dub,
bro.
Yeah. You can literally just now if you watch it on Netflix, it stops and it cuts off at the end of what, Marineford?
Marine.
I watch that shit on Netflix.
Yeah, Marineford.
Yeah,
just
that's where it stops.
Off.
And then it literally literally everything from then on cut off. So you really gonna have to get a Crunchyroll account.
I saw you've been watching on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Burning through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so yeah.
Yep. Getting all the way up there. So, I mean, it's just like, yeah, you have to go there to watch it. But, man, I tell you, look, the way it... Oh, dude. Okay, so without giving any spoilers, because I know, Jamal, you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I'll just talk about the growth. You know what I'm saying? When these two individuals meet up and they're just like, dang it, we can't escape. We're going to have to stay here and fight, you know. Now it's pretty much a battle of the people at the top. You know what I mean? It's It's getting there, dude. That's all. I mean, I guess that's all I can say as of right now.
Somebody need y'all to plug their ears.
Yeah, it's getting pretty.
The egghead. That motherfucking, not even like what's going on in the anime, because I know you're caught up. Nigga.
This arc has got me, it's way bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Bro, this is beyond way bigger. This is like, we might be at the end.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there ain't no way. There ain't no way. The plot armor is thick. I just broke the spoon, nigga. It's too thick.
That shit is. They all came.
Thick. That don't make no sense. There's no way. Unless he's just turning like the world into rubber.
Yeah. Because I was just like, how you gonna beat these niggas?
How you doing that? How you doing that?
You know, this nigga Law went to Blackbeard. And you saw what happened. This nigga Kid went to Shanks. You know what happened.
Yep.
And you talk about this nigga Luffy's about to handle all this?
No, it's not handle happening.
All this?
No,
he's
no.
leaves.
He's taking he's that leaves. Out. He has to take that out. There's no otherwise. The plot he's armor leaves. Is thick, nigga, because it makes no sense. Oh, it makes no sense. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga.
That's pretty fucking intense.
It is pretty crazy.
Hey, look, I'm just going to say this. At this point, it is pretty crazy right now. Luffy might as well just be turning into another fucking Goku.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, at this point, he just did.
Look, the route that he has to go
he is in pretty order hard.
To overcome and especially become the King of the Pirates, since we're not even there at becoming the King of the Pirates yet, it's just like, the One Piece has still got to be found, but we're in the thick of all this right now.
It's also kind of funny that you say that, though.
How strong was Captain? Was it Captain Rogers? That was the dude that
King of Gold the D. Roger. Yeah. His bounty.
How strong was he?
Very. Guess what?
He's very strong.
Damn, that's a spoiler. I can't say that.
He's very strong, but you know what though? It's crazy, and that's why I like One Piece, because even though he's the King of the Pirates and all that stuff, he's actually not even the strongest nigga in the verse.
Nope. He just has the best
hockey. Yeah, honestly.
And on top of that, you said you mentioned Dragon Ball Z and them like being that One Piece. That One Piece talk.
That One Piece talk, yeah. Hey.
They mentioned Krillin versus Kaido and who they think would win. I agree 100%. Krillin would
fuck that nigga up.
And that's my
thing about One Piece. I love One Piece, and they're definitely hella strong for their verse. But I mean, to me, until I see a planet busting attack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's going to be hard to stop these niggas like Krillin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, even though Krillin is like the lowest of the low, he's got that Destructo disc.
Yeah, I'm going to say exactly.
Chop Suey. He can make sushi all. He can make sushi.
Actually, at this point in time, against Kaido. So you get go against Luffy with that Destructo disc. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That nigga's just sending it back to you.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's different because now he's got Nika, the sun god. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just out here. Well, I mean, I guess you know, man, but...
I mean, damn. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. By the time I get to it, I ain't going to remember it.
That's true. But, yeah, no, that stuff is fire. And then, yeah, that manga's popping. It's crazy.
Crazy is an understatement.
I've got to dive into the pages.
And then, just real quick, without giving too much, where'd you leave off in it?
Three episodes ago.
You said three episodes. So what was
Law and Blackbeard?
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hard. Like they had started the clash, and I'm just like, yo, the level of
growth. Started the clash or did they clash?
Right.
Like they did.
Okay.
But they didn't finish the outcome.
They didn't.
No, they didn't. Like
because they just cut off.
Yeah, they did. And then they swapped over back to
Where they're at now. Yeah. They swapped over to the crew.
Yep.
Getting into by Shaka or whatever.
Yep.
That's all right though. You pretty much know what happens.
I mean, he's caught up to that, but he ain't caught up.
No, not in the main.
No, he's pretty much know what happens with Law.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe if the anime takes a different turn.
I mean, I don't know how much different it's gonna take, but
I mean, valid.
I mean, look. Oh, damn.
Blackbeard coming for it. Blackbeard coming for it.
Yeah. You know who else is coming for it?
Damn.
Yeah, it is getting to the the meat and potato. The Gordo scene. Bro, I'm saying, this is in-game shit. This is in-game shit.
Literally. Well, no. Actually, I just had epiphany. It's not in-game shit. Emu or whatever the
fuck that person is. If they come down with this nigga, because I'm only imagining.
There was only.
There's only other four more. Yeah. But still, though, if this nigga comes out of nowhere. I actually saw just a theory just before I came down here how something about this later this year, like the planets are supposed to be aligning together and they don't really align like that. They do every so often. Mm. And, you know, all the Goros say they're named after the planets. They're all aligning and then they're fighting the one which is aligning with the sun. You know what I mean? So then they're all coming down and then they're all getting ready to fight right now. I'm just like, nigga, are you serious? Oda that nigga.
Hey, you know what he was doing? 25 years ago.
Cooking. Whooping the work. He's cooking. You know what I mean? It's like, how?
In the kitchen.
And it's all these theories that you can make for it, dude, and what's going to happen next. Yeah, that One Piece talk, if you ever get a time list, you should listen to it.
Yeah, but catch up to the manga first.
I'm about to start reading tonight.
Yeah. Well, they start off in Wano. So they start off a pretty good, like, ways away in Wano. Because I'm not going to lie, I started listening to them pretty heavily. So I'm like on episode like 71 now. Mm-hmm. And they're just now where you just got at, where you just said where you left off.
Damn.
So, I check out them shorts.
Yeah.
I check out their shorts.
Well, I mean, you can do that. You know what's going on. Them shorts would be like, cause, you know, they're going to be with the most up-to-date stuff. So them shorts going to be like, blah, 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 blah. And you'll be like, nigga.
No. I just didn't got to it today.
Yeah, so.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, but yeah, you could definitely talk about One Piece forever, but it is something like, bro, like, yeah. What a journey for sure.
Man.
That's just facts.
And that's then facts. I did watch that. I didn't watch that latest episode of MASH, but I did watch a little more episodes of it, and it was starting to get a little fire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to pick it up.
It was starting to get a little fire. I ain't gonna lie. That first little bit, I was like, "Oh, for nigga,
another confirmation." You a bitch ass.
You a bitch ass nigga.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it was starting a little slow, but it was getting a little fire. Especially that nigga came out when he got the three line. He was like, "I was like, nigga,
like, I've been saying this shit for weeks, but no, no." Now Jamal's like, "Oh, let me go check it out, you bitch ass."
I was like, "Whoa, this dude over here getting ready to wiping it out," and it just got me kind of thinking because they're ready for that whole deal now, and they get ready to come in there and start boxing. You know, it was like 11 people left. Yeah, now left off.
Yeah,
so they.
I've been telling y'all, you know, it's been cooking. Like, it's over there. You know, just you know, whatever.
And the intro is pretty good too. I like it. It's pretty, it is. It's pretty groovy.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. It's like I've been saying this for
No, for a couple of weeks there, it was pretty trash. Hey, it got out though. Oh god,
this nigga over here, I fucking hate her.
it was building up. It was building up. It was
cooking. That's what it was doing. Yeah. You didn't want to let it cook because it's too quick in the first season. So he was like, Oh, it's going to be slow. It's going to be a sucky mash. No, nigga. He's still mash, okay? This nigga is still out here doing unnecessarily niggerish shit.
It's got me wondering what he's about to do.
He is Black Force air energy.
Yeah, they're all talking that shit on, you know, they do. He went in there and he fucking hit that thing. They was like, bink. It was like, this nigga did what?
Say it ain't so.
But, yep, so that mash and then that, that Freerun. Yeah, I mean,
I gotta check that out. Yeah, I heard everyone saying that shit was fire. I've been seeing that all over fucking TikTok.
That shit right there, bro.
Yeah, I've heard some good things about that.
It's on episode 25 now, so I wonder if it's gonna end here soon.
You said that last episode too.
Well, I thought it was episode 24, so I mean, I thought it was gonna end. So I was like, but then it came out another episode, so I was like, back.
It's just like Hell's Paradise when they came out with the 13th episode. Just like they're gonna keep it going. Nah, yeah. That was a teaser.
They tricked us.
Yeah. They're like, psych.
I forgot about that, man. We need that. We need another.
Oh, they need
that Hell's Paradise. Yeah, I'm hoping so. It was good enough to get more.
Have you seen what's coming out next with some of these new animes?
No.
Reincarnated. Jobless Reincarnation.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yep, Jobless Reincarnation.
Season 3.
Yeah.
There's season 2.5. Like the second half of season 2. They have a lot.
I know. There's some things I do know. Is like MHA is supposed to be coming out this year.
Yeah, we finally get G Stars and Stripes.
And then and then Demon Slayer is actually supposed to be coming out here. Yeah, this upcoming month.
Damn,
we did miss that movie, didn't we?
Yeah, it's still out, kind of right now.
I think it is still in theaters.
oh, that's what happened last week. We were like, oh yeah, it was still movies, and then I'll start talking about guns, and the next week yeah, we went shoot. Yeah. Yeah. Which that shit was fun.
Fun as yeah, it was fun. That yeah. shit was,
although y'all need to come down to Lincoln.
Hold on, when y'all go shooting?
This past Friday. Yep.
Yo.
Went to that 88 tactical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So
I need to go, yeah.
Here, we need, y'all need to
shoot,
come out.
I want to shoot like a rifle next.
We gotta come out to Lincoln, man. It's a lot farther of a range.
Only problem is just like we'd have to go. Are they open on the weekends? Because like
I think so.
I'm about to say with because yeah. you don't get out till 5, right?
Yeah,
I'll have to check.
And they close at 7. That's right there. If we left as soon as he got off work, we still wouldn't make it there till like. See,
but the girls would have had like a lot better of an experience, dude. Like straight up, because I didn't like Tactical 88's setup. I liked the like drills and stuff that they did, but. There wasn't like a safety coordinator in there the whole time with us.
Yeah, no, yeah. I thought there was gonna
when
be.
I was waving at the thing, it took them like 10-15 minutes for someone to come. Like, it just, there was a lot of, it's not really the move.
Yeah, they were kind of a little lacking on like their service aspect on it. Yeah. But.
Like, and when I went down to the Big Shot, it was totally different. Like,
yeah, because I even, like, told him, like, you know, this is our first time here, or at least my first time here.
Yeah,
like,
what's the deal? Yeah.
Like, any recommendations, what to look at? And they were like, just pick a gun, nigga.
Just pick basically, a gun, nigga. Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't go over the safety features of the gun and stuff
none
like that.
It, none of it.
And then the gun that I had, the safety on it, which is that red sliver that's in the trigger. So it's like, you know, like, you fat finger, you can easily pull that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was like, you know, like these things kill people, bro. Like,
but then again, they didn't hand it to you, you know, gun clip.
Yeah, right? it was empty. But like,
you gotta figure out how to put it together.
Yeah, but when you load it and stuff, and you put it together, and you know, I was over here looking at this, trying to find the safety the whole time, and it was like the safety wasn't on there. It was just that deal.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of them don't have safeties.
Yeah,
a lot of guns don't have safeties nowadays. Like, they're just they're like. Those types of safeties,
yeah, like which is just
secondary
like
treatment things that'll, yeah,
just encouraging shooting, bro. Like, it's like, dog, you would think like that'd be like one of the most important things. To put
I'm
there,
telling you, the other place would have definitely given you a better feeling because the guy went over the guns with you. He really kind of explained what was what. He like let you hold a bunch of them, like, dude.
Yeah,
it was a much better experience, 100%. We'll definitely have to go again because I'm about to go get my purchase permit here in the next couple weeks. So
yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah. And then
I got to go down to Texas here to go get that car. So
oh yeah,
I'm taking I'm probably get one before I leave.
Everybody named my man got one in Texas.
I know, that's why I'm not about
everyone
to
leave. Everybody named my man. Next door neighbor, everybody.
Yeah, right. Grandma
got the biggest one.
Yeah,
she got all of them. Fuck.
Years of collecting.
Like Rambo and shit. Mm-hmm.
This is from my first husband.
Character on GTA.
Damn. Damn, she collects them like husband. Damn.
Names them after him, too.
Yep.
That's my first name, Edward.
Hey, that's savage.
That's wild.
That's savage. I'll write a whole plot on that. But just because you were kind of mentioning things that are coming out, I did put that new Pokemon, Legends A through Z. Supposed to be coming out.
That game?
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, didn't they give like everyone thought like certain Pokemon were gonna get Mega Evolutions and they were like, yep, nope, Charizard Z. Like,
yeah, yeah. And then they do a lot of, because even with the last game, they do the crystallizations with the Pokemon, which I thought was alright.
I haven't played an actual Pokemon game in so long.
They're okay. They're kind of, you know, same formula, just that they look more real now.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like, because, like, I don't have a Switch.
Yeah.
So, and Pokemon only comes out on Nintendo stuff, so.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Nintendo will be keeping them alive is they, you know, their games are just, they're exclusives. Yeah.
Very exclusive.
And they're pretty. Mario is only on Nintendo.
And they're pretty enjoyable to play. Like, they're easy concepts and you can, like, play them pretty good. And you can use.
That's also why I want to get Switches, like, because Zaire's getting into wanting to play, like, video games. So
yeah.
I feel like a Switch would be cool for him.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's perfect, yeah. And then that Jobless Reincarnation.
I can't wait for that.
Yep.
I've heard this season isn't supposed to be as slow. They're supposed to get into some fighting and shit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that second half of the season, too. Mm-hmm. So, and that's supposed to be April 7th. So, right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
And then, like you said, that new slime.
New slime, yep. That'll be what's up. There's a lot of good shit coming out.
Yep. So, yep.
A lot of high quality stuff.
And then I guess, there's a new ReZero coming out.
Yep.
Have y'all started that ReZero?
I've watched it already.
Well, yeah, I restarted it here.
I can restart it if we're going to actually restart it. This month right here. Don't be watching shit.
Yeah, because I went back on it. I'm on like episode 15, 16.
Oh, my son, he be making twerking. Nigga, shut up. I'm a child too. I understand.
Yeah, but your child is 8.
Okay, that's valid. But you got a phone.
That is something I do be realizing that. That's how I got through Shangri-La. So I was like, I do got a phone.
Yeah, man. Be on the phone, be kind of laying down in the bed real quick, and then.
Nah. Because the Zaire be taking over the TV.
That's Paw Patrol is on our 75-incher, and I'm watching my shows on my phone.
Hey, it's okay. I feel it, though, yeah. One little earphone in, bro.
Hey, I straight up.
Yep.
Like, I gotta
and then he'll be content. You straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Catch up. And
then see that, or iPad, or tablet.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you need, bro. Get you a little 8-inch tablet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Kind of watch it.
Or get him a tablet.
He had a tablet. You know what happened to it? He broke it. You want to know why? Hammer.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember he saying that the other day.
Literally, why did y'all give him a hammer?
I didn't.
Where did he find a hammer?
That's a good question. But he literally comes to me, hammer in one hand, tablet in another.
Uh-oh.
Tablet broken.
Oh.
How the brains out here. Hammer. What?
Oh, dang.
He was having fun.
Whack. Oh, shit.
Luckily, yeah. He just literally came, tablet in one hand, hammer in the other.
He was like, this did not work out.
He did not even drop the weapon.
He's like, I fucked up. I need to take this to dad immediately. I was expecting that to bounce off or something. That shit broke.
Because I'm pretty sure
he was probably sad as hell.
He was confused. He was like,
"Dad, can you fix this? Like, is this supposed to do this?"
But now he's cool. It doesn't bother him because all our phones are cracked. So he's used to seeing through cracks now.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Man, so about the mini bike thing.
So what happened?
What happened?
Bro, all right. So we went mini bike riding, and we had a big group. It was like 13, 14 people.
Okay.
It was a lot of people. We went down to Branched Oak, so that way we could ride around kind of semi-okay without dealing with cops.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up. We immediately get kicked out. We don't even unload. Someone pulls up next to us like, nah, we're not doing that here today. So we sit there, talk for a little bit, decide we're going to go to Murray, Memphis, I don't know, somewhere out in the bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, Murray. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's out there.
So,
in the Triple A area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we,
I said that to Ariel one time, and she was like, what?
Hey, when you say it, you already know exactly what's up.
You're right. Don't look like it.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
So, sounds like when I went out to Pilger. But, we went and we pulled up and it was Raymond. That's what it was. We pulled up. Everybody was out and like 4 or 5 mini bikes actually got pulled off of the trailer. And dudes was going up and down the street warming up their mini bikes. And I guess a kid who had never ridden a mini bike before got what he was in the group to learn.
Oh, okay,
he was gonna go on the ride. Okay. He got on one and decided to turn around in the middle of the street.
Oh man.
Right into him. Damn. And he was doing like at least 45, 50. They're not slow mini bikes. And he skid for a long ass time. Dude, his foot was so fucked up. There was so much blood. He tore like a
you good... were there for this?
Yes.
This is a picture of the Amos on Snapchat. Like,
damn. this is last Saturday.
Holy.
It tore like a chunk of his leg off. Like, it was a big portion of like just skin and stuff. I saw his bone. Yeah. So that's how I normally am, but I was the one that had to tourniquet it.
Yeah.
So nobody else was moving, and apparently I'm the only one with a fight complex to the fight or flight. Everybody else is.
Well, they just sit there.
Right, bro. So I went, ran, got some, like, I had a fuck ton of napkins in my truck, balled them up real tight, and got them nice and ready. And I was like, dude, this is going to fucking hurt. Because I saw his bone. I saw, like, his ligaments and shit in his leg. Like, his shit was just there.
It was not looking
good. I was like, this is going to hurt, dude. And I don't think he even felt it because he probably saw the adrenaline push. I slammed it in there, wrapped it up, tied something around his leg to kind of slow the bleeding because he lost so much blood in a very small amount of time.
Damn.
We had to get him up on the back of a truck, propped him up, propped his leg up, and then the ambulance came like 15, 20 minutes later.
Damn, that is a long ass time. Just imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but depending on where y'all at too, though.
We were in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sucks, yeah.
Damn.
And he had ended up getting like two surgeries. I don't know exactly what they were or anything, but dude, it was intense.
Yeah. Man, good thing you didn't get hit, man.
Man. Right. Well, I wouldn't.
He said I was paying attention.
One, I wouldn't be in the middle of the street. Yeah. Two, paying attention. Three, like,
how young was the guy?
He was young enough to where it's not gonna fuck his life up. He's like 15. So yeah, like
wonder.
It's gonna recover.
No wonder.
It's gonna recover. He'll be fine.
Take him. Like, that's still
yeah, no, hurt. But that's... the thing is, it's just like, I mean, I could see why that decision.
There's no peripheral view. You're just looking at what you're doing. You're not paying attention to everything else. I saw the people ripping and running back down, up and down the street, and I was like, okay, that's nope.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hadn't really got, I got mine out, and I, like, moved it a little bit, but I wasn't, like, really on it or anything yet. So, like, I was chilling. So,
yeah. Damn.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he's got his leg still, though.
Well, the worst part about it is I told everybody else to leave. I was like, because we had mini bikes. There was a fuck ton of mini bikes out there. So, we had, like, a whole street full of Raymond, of just people. So I was like, all right, if you're not involved in this, you guys got to, like, dip set, because at this point, the cops are going to show up. Like, you know, this kid is down here, and it was, like, me and, like, the four people that I actually knew from the group, we all stayed. We were adults, and it was a whole...
Oh, damn, that's even worse.
The fucking kid that ran into him left. So...
He was freaking.
He probably heard y'all say, cops are going to show up. I'm out.
Which, yeah, I mean, fair, but he ended up coming back. He didn't get in any real trouble or anything. I don't even think he got a ticket.
Yeah.
But, like, it just...
Wait, how old was the...
The kid? 15 was the guy that got hit. The guy that hit him, I think he was, like, 20, maybe, or 19.
Kinda,
yeah, yeah, which is crazy. I don't know why we had so many fucking young-ass people with us, dude. There was a 12-year-old in the group. Somebody brought their little brother. Wow. And, like, a lot of them were just people's little brothers, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, I get that.
But, like...
I do feel that, too, but I don't know.
Man, I'm 30. I'm 30.
Your younger brother shouldn't be 12.
Yeah. You know? Right. Well, and, like, I knew one of the guys from, like, the Honda community, so he is a little bit younger than me. He's like 23 or something like that.
I mean, which, to be real, people be having like that.
That's kind of understandable, but like we have a similar, like he builds Hondas. I build Hondas. I met him from buying parts, so there's a reason. But like some of the other people, nah, like the other guys I'm rocking with, there's like 36 and 38. So like we're like in that same group range, like, you know, so. But, you know, hey.
Yeah, more power to him.
Nobody died. Dude could have gotten way more fucked up than he did. And I found out that my fight or flight complex is fight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to survive. So that's why I said, if I'm getting bit by a shark, I'm biting the motherfucking back. Because obviously I'm going to be clear-minded and fuck this nigga.
You got to do something in the situation. You know, sit there and they was like, oh my God, this kid.
Dude, and like straight up, that, I've never like, I've been in situations that are like fight or flight, or like leave kind of, like you need to leave kind of, like now, like. When the cop jumped the fence at fucking...
Yo, we're gone.
So, like... But, like, I've never been in a situation where, like, everybody else is just sitting still. Like, bro, I was holding the thing, like, for somebody to grab it because I had a helmet on. I was like, well, fuck, hold this. All right, let's fucking do this. Like, come on, guys. Like, we need to... Get me a towel. Get me this. Get me that. Like, fuck. I'm not a doctor. I don't do this shit. Right. But I knew what to do. But it was interesting.
That's wild, dude.
It was pretty fun.
That is wild.
Y'all, my truck is gonna be here soon.
You say I'm ready.
Right now, it's going through a port in India.
No, it'll go through the Panama Canal. Actually,
that's wild. That's cool. Just a thing,
right? Right? I was looking at the track. I was like, oh, shit, it goes to Pamplona.
I could never imagine being, like, a captain of a boat or, like...
Bro, I'm literally thinking... Because it's going all the time. Like, the entire time, they're in the middle of the ocean right now. It's yeah. Going, it's only moving 13 miles an hour.
That is so slow.
13 miles an hour, yeah, that's taking, like, 2-3 weeks. No, yeah, that's more, huh?
13 miles an hour?
It'll be, like, a month.
Yeah.
It shipped out on the 3rd. I expected to receive it on...
Yeah, unless they get a wave, that might. Hey. Unless they get a wave, that might kind of push
sometimes
them forward.
Sometimes they hit up to like 20, 25.
Yeah.
They're like, oh shit, we going 30.
Oh shit, nigga.
That is fucking slow, dude.
Yeah, 13 miles an hour.
But I mean,
think about it, dude.
Think about the size of the ship, though, all the shit that's moving.
Yeah, really.
There's literally, it's a community. Like, it has pictures of the. Oh shit, that's not what I'm looking for. It's huge, bro. It's absolutely huge.
Watching fucking Rick and Morty last night. That shit is so funny. I always forget how funny that shit is.
I still have yet to see Rick and Morty all the way through.
Oh, man.
Bro, that shit, I be
dying. The new season?
I've watched them all. I'm caught up.
Like, the new season?
Like, season 7, the one that just ended last year. Or, like, the end
this,
of
this year?
Basically this year.
With the new, can you tell the difference?
What do you mean? The new people? Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Rick no longer Rick and Morty no longer Morty?
No, they still are, but you can tell it's, like, not the same.
Well, like, they got different voice actors.
Yeah. For some of the people.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy when they change the voice actors, especially the main characters. Mm-hmm. They did that with Yashahime.
They found out that she didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
So they did all that shit for no reason.
You been on that Power Worlds?
Yes. So, what level are you right now?
22.
Oh, damn, you way ahead of me. Not way ahead of me, but you're ahead of me. You're about 5 levels ahead of me. I'm level 17 right now. I just caught that cow. It was roaming around.
That cow?
I was like, yeah, let me get you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zaire, a cow!
Yeah, pretty much what I've been doing, I've been going to those areas because there's areas where there's a bunch of them that are like level 20s and stuff like that. And then like they group together, but I just have been going in there with my pals and fucking shit up. And then it levels you up pretty quickly. I just
like
go in
the,
there and
the
I.
The higher level ones?
Yeah, like when they're just a little bit higher level than you, like that's super crazy. But
I don't know. I don't know why my guy gets hit and I start dying quickly.
Yeah, that's true, but you gotta.
Your health?
Yeah, like. Yeah. Add more to, and then like just dodge maneuver. You have the like the shield stuff too.
Yeah,
and then do you have the like the second shield too?
No.
Do you weave?
Yeah, because you know I mean, do bobbing and weaving.
I've been jumping over shots, diving and shit. I'm like fuck. Getting on my pal, going all the way up, jumping off.
Yeah, bobbing and weaving. That definitely, and then like the crossbow. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I need to make the fire crossbow.
That definitely helps. It takes off a little bit more damage.
And it, like, doesn't it, like, set him on fire and it, like,
takes because it has the burn damage, yeah. And then I just got a gun the other day and got a, like, a musket or something like that.
Where'd you made it or you
found it? You unlock it for your technology points as you go.
At what level, though?
I think at level 20.
Damn, I was like, I got all I do because like I've killed a lot of like the thugs and stuff.
Because as soon as I got that, I was like, yeah, let me get this. And
I
then
got
like
all this ammo, but I'm like, I got no guns.
Yeah, so
my pals got guns,
and like, then those take off quite a bit of damage too.
Because I'd be riding around with my little like green Eevee looking thing, having it on my head, and whatever I attack, it shoots.
Hey, it'd be in there. So yeah, between that and then like those eggs, because I got the incubator.
Yeah.
Eggs, like, I've been incubating, and you be getting some pals. Like, you be getting some good ones.
Yeah, no, I got a... It's a one of the bosses, like, Bushi. It's like a samurai.
Okay.
I got him working in my base. He was only, like... So, he's leveling up at my base, because I'm like, you know, you're too weak for me to carry around with me right now. Because I be interchanging my pals. I actually use them, motherfuckers. But, like, I ain't got just, like, one... Like, because, like, with Pokemon, I always felt like I had one main person that was always out. This time I was like, I gotta determine what's going on. Like,
you don't gotta have them pals
out. What situation are we in?
It's always good to have options.
Make sure y'all put y'all all to work.
Yeah, no, I got. I think it's 11 pals working in my base.
Yep.
Slave labor.
Yep. Oh yeah. Straight up.
No, they got beds.
Yeah, they got place to sleep and food.
And food. They can eat whenever they want. They got a hot spring.
But you working as soon as you wake up, though.
Crack of dawn till the nightfall.
Yeah, till the nightfall.
Matter of fact, we're going to set this macro
yep.
all night.
And then
I got three fire types in there, so then like because I got a bunch of like mounts or like what am I trying to say? Like torches to light up the camp. So there's always one just going around trying to light them up. And then
they had to relight those ones?
Yeah, they go out every so often and they just go around and light them. And then I took out one and then I was like, well, since there's a few of them, I put out another one. And then I put another one for that ignite.
The way my camp is, I got two campfires going, so I got like enough light in there.
Oh, no, I got like a plot of land. I have to show you the base before I leave.
Yeah, because like the way mine is, like, mine's like right outside of one of those churches. Mm-hmm. So like,
oh yeah, because when I saw you the other day, you're actually like, if you look on the other side, I have to show you because I can show you that church.
I'm right outside of theirs where I set my base up, and like so I don't get attacked that often. There was one time one of the mammoth things was walking up there. I was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, like, yeah, still outside of my reach, but
yeah, because I was like, even with all my pals. Even with the couple ones that got guns, I think he's gonna take us out, y'all.
Like, yeah, one hit or so.
Like,
two, right,
like, yeah. There's ice ones?
Yeah. Ice mammoths? Yeah. I haven't seen them yet.
I swam all the way, so I flew on my bird all the way to the ice part. And yeah, I saw one, and I turned right back around.
He said, I'm cool.
Yeah, no, because I looked at the first thing, and I was like, that's level 31. Saw the ice mammoth, I was like, that's level 32. All right, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where it's like you're going with that squad and take that shit out.
I would need y'all with me. Like,
just go in there. That's when you cheat. He said that's when you cheat.
You set down a bunch of campfires and burn that bitch.
I never thought about doing that.
Yeah, a bunch of campfires. The gank of campfires. And then shoot it. And then it'll chase you through them.
From a distance, yeah. That's not even cheating. That's what you call gaming.
Yeah, that's strategy.
Yeah, you're gaming.
Yeah. He's like, whatever.
Whatever y'all want to call it, I call it. Or if you get it like in a little like valley and you're standing up top.
Oh yeah, that's how I caught. Like so, yeah, one of my strongest ones.
That's the cheese.
I literally sat up there shooting it with arrows. I throw my pal out and attack it. I call my pal back. I'm gonna tell you right now. Arrows, throw it like.
Yep. I'm gonna tell you right now too. Yep.
I am a fan of all variations of cheese. They come in forms of Gouda, cheddar, sharp. Whatever, you name it, white. If this cheese is going to get me through the game, I will gladly eat it.
Taste. This nigga.
Yes. Yeah. Anything that's going to lead me to the victory, give me the cheese.
I ain't even mad at him.
I want cheese on my burger, cheese on my egg.
What am I trying to think of? Cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese? Oh, wait. He's like, I don't know about no cottage cheese, but you know, hey, you know.
I think cottage cheese tastes pretty good.
Dog,
I
just don't like the texture. What is wrong with you?
It tastes good. I just don't really like the texture.
Hell no, dog. I can't get over the fact that that shit looks just like straight like rotten milk.
Blue cheese.
You just said.
No, blue cheese is good.
Like, no, like my son and Ariel will just sit there and eat cottage cheese. And I'm just like.
Yeah, like cottage cheese looks nasty, but it does taste pretty good. It tastes like cheese.
It's the caucus in them. I didn't get that version.
I'm good on that. Like, cottage cheese is just not what's up.
I don't really eat it.
The only thing I can eat, and it's not even cottage cheese, it's ricotta cheese at this point, is my mom's lasagna. She put ricotta cheese in it. Fire. Only time I like that stuff.
Yeah, that's fire.
Any other time, yeah.
You don't like ricotta cheese?
I don't like, no, it's weird.
I got one for you.
Blue cheese is also nasty.
Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking Parmesan hard.
That Parmesan, yeah. Put on the wings.
Dude, garlic Parmesan wings do be hitting.
That's what I'm saying. Those are like, I have to say, that's probably my top.
I don't like it when it's a sauce. I like it when it's a dry rub.
Yeah, with the dry rub.
Yeah.
I do like the, I like the sauce, but no, I like the dry rub.
My job fed me breakfast this morning.
My job used to do that. I guess they still do if I went into the office.
Yeah, no, they do. Because whenever we have safety meetings, I guess they also feed us breakfast, which is cool. They do it once a month.
There you go.
Breakfast last month was horrible. Eggs were fucking slimy. That's the only way. They looked slimy. So I was like, not gonna eat any of them. The hash browns were ass. Bacon was sausage was
Yeah.
Muffins were really moist, like not in a good way though.
Just soggy muffins. Why does this muffin have a puddle?
No, dude. I opened that bitch. I was like, yo, this like my hands are like wet.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's not good.
That muffin was sweating.
Straight up. Like, the only thing, the best thing at that one was the fruit, bro. They had, like, pineapples, fucking watermelon, strawberry. Like,
the fruit be hitting.
Yeah, it was the fruit. That was the best part of that. But this month, that shit was fire. They had donuts. Sausage was cooked good. The eggs were nice. Like, the hash browns were cheesy this time. Fire. Like, bro, I was like, oh, they wanted us to eat this time. Like, because last time there was so much left over that they just, like, fed it to the office people for the next couple days. Oh,
yeah, that's why. That's probably why. They were like, oh, we can't
do this time, again. There was, like, I think half a thing of eggs left. That's it. Like, that's it?
Yeah, they wanted, yeah.
Last time we were not, but, like, we were like, yeah, this is not hitting. This time it was hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it for today. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. This is TTIGR, That Time I Got Reincarnated Podcast with Rashawn, Jamal, and Devontae. And to get more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. So until next time, take it easy.